Okay, we are up to Simon Mim Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's first finish the Simon, then we'll come back and do all of the Shiurim and Tzinim Halacha. Okay, we'll just go through the Halachas first. These are easy Halachas. Okay, Yud Gimel. It's on page Resh Mem Aleph. Page Resh Mem Aleph. Simon Mim Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel. Im Lo Nizkar Aliyacha Shehizkal HaBracha Shel Achadecha. Person benches. Yesterday we discussed what happens if the person makes a mistake and does not say Yitzeo Yalav Yavo, and you did not yet begin the bracha of Atova Hametiv. Let me open up benching. You did not yet begin the bracha of Hakel Avinu Malkenu Adirenu Barenu, and the person. So if you did not yet begin the bracha, the solution is to say the special brachos of what happens if a person forgets. On the article Siddur, it appears, it's a whole page, page 87. After benching is over, you have a whole page, all the different scenarios. It's amazing. Okay, but let's say a person did not even remember that, and he already began the next bracha, so what's the law? Then it's too late. Once you say Baruch, Im loy nizkar ach lacha shehiskel habrocha shelachrecha shi baruch atu Hashem lekinim melech olam okel avinu afilu loy amarak tevas baruch bilvat. It's a very big chiddush. You can't go. It's a very big chiddush. Here it depends on kavana. You would think that if you said baruch, and then you reckon you realize, wait a minute, Shabbos, it's Yom Tov. I didn't say should say yal v'yava. Okay, so I can say the bracha sheshochach. So the bracha. L'misha Shochach begins also with the word Baruch. So I'll use the word Baruch that I've said originally with the Kavan of saying the Baruch HaKel Levinu Malkeinu Adireinu Barainu Goleinu Yotzreinu Kedoshenu. I'll use that Baruch for the first Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem Malkeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Shabbos Sos L'Menuchel Yam L'Shol B'Yahava. No. It's a very big Chiddush that Kavan counts. Normally we have a concept that kavana, we don't take kavana so seriously. The ikar is what comes out of your mouth. In this instance, we're not so generous. If you said the word baruch with the kavana, that it should be for the next bracha, you can no longer go. Say the bracha l'misha shochach, you have to go back and repeat the entire bracha samozan. That's what it says. Afilu loy amar rak tevas baruch. Even if you only said the word baruch, there's nothing you can do. Shuv ein loy takono debirchas asher nosan. Period. Now let me read you what it says over here in the Piskei Tshuvos. Okay, you don't have this. V'chein kosvu roy v'achroinim lahachmer lachzar l'roish b'aviras baruch b'lvat. So the Piskei Tshuvos, he's a big malachite. He says he study all of the other svarim sifrei halacha. That by far is the majority opinion, that in this instance, Kavana makes a difference. Since Baruch was said with Kavana to say the next bracha, it's too late to say the bracha, L'misha Shochach. However, there's always a but, there's always a machlaikis in every area of halacha. I'm reading what it says over here. Omnam hasaymech al hamekilim v'omar. And now you want to use that baruch to be the first word for the bracha l'misha shochach. V'omar asher nosan acha baruch loy hifsid. Who says this? You have one major pasuk you can rely upon, the Chaye Adam. Okay, the Chaye Adam, I was debating before we learned Chaye Adam. So we learn Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Chaye Adam is also a great sefer. Maybe one day we'll learn Chaye Adam. But the Chaye Adam disagrees, and I don't know if they have a Kiddush Shulchan Aruch and Piskei Chaye HaAdam. You don't have that. You have a lot of different versions of different Mishnah Berurah and Piskei Mishnah Berurah.
Chaye Adam was a Lutvak, right?
Yeah, Gra. He was from the Gra. He was a Talmud. He was associated with the Gra, I believe. So you don't. So here you have a very.
When did he live?
He lived.
1700s.
1700.
I was a Gra.
1700.
No, I mean Chaye Adam.
I don't know exactly. He lived in 1700. He was a Talmud of the Gra. Is that correct?
Prior to the Kitzur Shochach.
Yeah, he lived prior to the Shochach. But there are different lines of halacha. I mean, this goes back to the Rishonim. Many things. I don't know exactly, but this is a very interesting thing. The Kitzur is very machmir in this matter. And he quotes over here, indeed, what the Kitzur says, indeed, is the majority opinion. The Mordechai, the Birkei Yosef, he has some sources, but you can be makel if you really need to and just continue as long as you did not yet say Hashem's name. Once you said you did not say Hashem's name, you can be makel, you can say the bracha l'mishchachach. Okay, let's go further.
So unique. What makes it that they could say that there's no tikkun? What's unique about the bracha? What's the concept that we want?
That just kavan alone ruins it? It says no, baruch?
In this case, why are they machmir is what I'm asking.
Why are they machmir? I don't know the answer. Why are they machmir that even saying one word baruch automatically closes...
I mean, if the majority feels that way, there must be a reason.
I guess, because maybe it's...
Shmoneh Esrei, let's say Shabbos.
Yeah.
Start saying Chonen Hagos.
You're supposed to complete it. You're supposed to conclude the bracha.
You
can't
go back and change the bracha and say
Atah
Kodesh because you already said Baruch Atah.
I don't understand. When did you make the mistake? When
you
did
said you? The bracha of Chonen Hagos, you said Baruch Atah Hashem Chonen Hagos.
Yeah. You go.
Yismach
Moshe. Just continue the regular bracha. Yismach Moshe. Manas Chelkai. If it's Shabbos morning and you by accident say a few brachos that you say during the weekday, it's no big deal. It's fine. Mikra Hadin Chazal say you really allow. Really, we really should say a full Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos.
Friday also.
Really, we should say a full Shemoneh Esrei. It's just the Chazal that I want to be that Triachos to say along to ask our personal needs. It's not Shabbos stick. There's nothing technically wrong asking personal needs on Shabbos, but it's not the right thing to do for Shabbos. But technically speaking, there's nothing wrong. So if you, by mistake, make the bracha, you have not done anything wrong. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, if you begin the bracha, Atah Chonein Hados, you're supposed to conclude it. You're supposed to finish it off and say, Baruch Atah Hashem Chonein Hados. Oh, but you're saying Hashem's name. Okay, you can say Hashem's name. There's nothing wrong. You can make the bracha. But... it's embarrassing only when you do slach lanu. then you go. You cough.
It's very embarrassing.
It's make believe.
It's true.
I speak from experience.
I do too.
Especially if you're machmor.
What?
Especially if you're machmor.
Right, exactly. And everyone looks around and looks at you. I do too.
It's worse than the
opposite direction. It's a
tough
kid they be without the sham.
So it appears to me that this halach of saying a special bracha after you conclude Uvenei Yerushalayim is a very big bidiyavet. Once already, you're supposed to say with saying Yalav Yavo in the bracha of Rachim, in the second bracha. You've already concluded the bracha. You've really done something which is beyond repair. Hazal came along and they made a special exception that since we learned Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, that since the bracha is not really over, why is the bracha, even though you said Amen, you said in the bracha, and you already said the conclusion, you can still attach a Ritzeda Yalav Yavo to the bracha. How? Not just by saying Ritzeda Yalav Yavo, by making a special bracha. But when you already go to the next level, and you said Baruch, with a Kavana, you're already way, way too far gone. It appears something along those lines. The Chayyim disagrees. The Chayyim says, listen, bottom line is, you didn't say anything wrong. Kavana is Kavana. Obviously, we're not so machmed on Kavana. The wrong Kavana, as long as you don't say the wrong words, it's still possible to repair. So this is interesting halacha, to know this halacha, that B'diyev is a Chay Adam. If you say Baruch Atah, it's still not too late. You can say Baruch Atah, and you can right away turn the page to after Berachas HaMazon, where it says Asher Nosan Shabbosos L'menucha L'yam L'yishol B'yavon, and conclude the bracha, that is okay. But once you say Hashem's name with the Kavana that it should be for the next bracha, that's already too late. There's nothing you can possibly do. Okay, let's go further. Shuv Eimot HaKon Berachas Asher Nosan L'chein.
Why didn't you say L'amdei Fukeh?
That's already, it's too far. It appears that no one says that. We had that with the Mishnah yesterday, with the Mishnah Mikra Shulnach, when you said Uvnei Yerushalayim, Baruch Atah Hashem, you can say Lamed Nechukecha, because you have still not yet concluded the bracha of Rachim. But once you say Baruch Atah Hashem, it appears everyone agrees, Hashem already, you close the deal. Okay, next. L'chein im hu b'shtei ha-sudos ha-rishayras, chayzi l'rosh b'chamazdi, for the bottom line, the person forgets, it's during the first two sudos Shabbos, Friday night, or Shabbos morning, when a person is obligated to eat a meal, you have no choice but to repeat the Birchas HaMazon and insert the Ritzei in the proper location. Wait, he does say this. What does he say this? It's not going to help you. But let's say it's too late, but you said Baruch Atah Hashem. It's Hashem's name. So there's no hope. The Birchas HaMazon is a done deal. The Birchas HaMazon is invalid. You're going to have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. But at least try to salvage the Big Meitzi Shem Shemaim Levatola by saying, Lamdeni Chukecha. If a person says the whole Birchas HaMazon, he says, V'nei Yerushalayim, and then he begins the next Birch, Baruch Atah Hashem. And then he realizes, oh no, what did I do? I did not say, what?
Why doesn't he continue with the fourth
bracha? Because the fourth bracha is invalid. It'll be bracha levatala. The fourth bracha you're about to say is not going to count as credit for bracha samazan. So it would be a bracha levatala. You have to stop now and start all over again. But you adjust Moshe Hashem Shemayim levatala. How can you repair that damage? At the very least, try to say lamdeni kukecha. Ulechein imhu b'shtei asudas shorishoynos choiz l'rosh b'ruch zamozin v'shlo yom ha'adayin rak baruch hatu Hashem yisayim lamdeni kukecha k'dei shlotei levat hola v'yachar kach choiz l'rosh b'ruch zamozin avol b'su the shlishes we discussed yesterday, but on shalosh sudois su the shlishes, notice he calls it su the shlishes. He doesn't say shalosh sudos. And shulchan aruch, there's a sin that people say, if you say shalosh sudos, you're not haaretz. That's not true. Even though grammatically it doesn't make any sense, it's not shalosh sudos, it's sudas, sudas shlishis. But in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, who was a bucky muflog in Hebrew language, the Mechaber really, he learned studying to study his words. There's anyone who knew grammar, it was the Mechaber. And he gives a title to the simon, shalosh sudos. And there's a lot of discussion why the Mechaber chose to describe the third meal with the term shalosh sudos instead of suda shlishis. Because when you eat that third meal, you are basically revealing that the first two meals were also eaten l'shem kedusha Shabbos. The person only eats two meals on Shabbos. Who says he ate those two meals in honor of Shabbos? I ate those two meals because I'm hungry. But when you eat a third meal that you normally would not eat, that's certainly in honor of Shabbos. And that's a revelation that all the meals of the day were in honor of Shabbos. But the kitzur here says, avol b'su'udo shlishis. He does use that term, which Israelis use very often, Su'uda shlishis shafilu b'shabbos enoi. Even on Shabbos there is an obligation. You don't have to eat bread. You can kind of the midst of su'uda shlishis with peros or with mizonos or some even divrei Torah, and some are very makel even with lashon hara also. But you can mekayim it. Mechuyev lechol pastafka. You don't have to eat pastafka. When we call shekain biyomtov, certainly on yomtov there is no chiv to the third meal on yomtov. That's also a discussion. Some hold that on yomtov also you should eat a third meal, but certainly that no one, that's not a requirement. And therefore you don't have to. On Yom Tov, we'll get to. He says here, "Al besuda shlisha shafil b'shabbes einem chuyv lechol pastafka mikol shekain b'yom tov." I'm assuming what means here is the third meal on Yom Tov. Or birchas hamazon einem chuyv asayom alav l'chein einem chuyv l'rosh elo gomer kach birchas hamazon. So you do not need to repeat the birchas hamazon. Finish it, and it is, and it's fine. Av l'mitzvah b'mokam shiachol l'sakin birchas asher nasan v'chulei mechuyv l'sakin afilu b'kam besuda shachan. That's a very chiddush. Person would think that it might be bracha levatala. Let's say it's Su'uda Shlishis, third meal, and you conclude Uvenei Yerushalayim, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei V'Rachamav Yerushalayim, Amen. And now you realize, oh no, I didn't say Ritzei. So a person could be misled to believe, since this third meal is not an obligation, and if I would completely omit any mention of Shabbos, it would be okay. It would not be the right thing. It would be wrong for me to make a new bracha of Asher Nosan Shabbos Sos L'menucha, because I'm in Moitzi Shem Shemai, making a whole bracha out of it. It's one thing when I would say Ritzei. Ritzei is not a new bracha. Ritzei is included in the Birchas Rachem. But now to make a whole new bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan Shabbos Sos L'menucha L'am Yisrael B'Ava La'osu L'bris Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, to do that at Shalosh Shudas, that might be the wrong thing to do. That's what I would think. That's a very logical approach. No, it's not so. You're allowed to, and you're mechuyev to do so. If you forget to say Ritzei and you have not yet begun the fourth bracha, Hakel Levinu Malkeinu Adireinu, you can and you should recite a special bracha in honor of Shabbos, the bracha Lemisha Shachach. Afilu Bekames Sudos Shachach. Let me give you 4 or 5 Sudos, you can do so. Okay, next. Yudalu. Tob Rosh Chodesh. What about in Rosh Chodesh? Omer, you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Nosan. So here again, this you have to open up in the Siddur, and the Siddur I have here in the art school, a whole page in little letters. There's so many variations, so many different types of brachas. In Rosh Chodesh, you forget to say Yalav Yavo. What do you say? Asher Nosan Roshei Chodoshim Liamo Yisrael Lezikoroin. A very interesting expression. You don't have the word Zikoroin. The only place I once saw a Shekel Torah, you only have the word Zikoroin on Rosh Chodesh in the bracha Lemisha Shochach. You say Yalev Yavo. In the Yalev Yavo, we do mention.
You do have
the We don't use it in the same way. It's not Elokeinu Elokeinu will say Yalev Yavo v'Yirav v'Yiratzav Yisrael v'Yirav Yizocher. V'Yizocher Zichroneinu Fikdoneinu v'Zichron Avoseinu. All right, so it's. I have to go back and look up that Shekel Torah. It is a unique expression where you call it Le'amo Yisrael Le'zikoroin. This is something you don't really have on Rosh Chodesh in this form. This type of expression, Le'amo, for the nation of Yisrael as a Zikoroin. This is more of a Nusach of Rosh Hashanah. The Yalav Yavo, you say Hashem, remember us. But we don't call it anywhere in the Nusach HaTfilah on Rosh Chodesh, even in the Musaf, of a L'amo Yisrael L'zikaron. Has the flavor of Rosh Hashanah. The only time you get to say such a Nusach is when you forget. You forget to say Yalav Yavo. Now you zoicha to say Yom HaZikaron. I won't tell you when it comes to Reino Tamer.
We do say it by...
Yeah.
Zikaron
l'chulam. Okay, all right. You have to look at the expression. Could be right. Okay, all right. You're right. Maybe you're right. All right. I don't know the answer. Maybe it's not. It's not such a difference. This reminds me of the there's something. People who wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin do not make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone knows that. You only make a bracha on Rashi. However, this big thing by Hasidim, who are very into Rabbeinu Tam, it's inevitable that you wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin every single day of your life. There's going to be a day when you're going to forget yourself and you're going to make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. There were Hasidim, there were holy people that would make a suda when they made that mistake. They made a party, a celebration. Yeah, because I heard this from Rabbi Shur. It happened to him once. Avraham Shur, he's very into it. One of his big inyanim is tefillin. He loves tefillin. He gives a shiur for bar mitzvah boys every Sunday. Very well attended shiur on tefillin. It's his favorite topic. He has a chavivus for tefillin. So one day someone told him he was in shul there, and he made a mistake. He made a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam, and he was thrilled. Well, anyway, you say Baruch Shem when you put on the Tefillah Shel Rosh, yeah. But that's not unique to Tefillah Shel Rosh Hashanah. And I said, what? What do you mean he was thrilled? So he explained to me, don't you know? I said, no, I don't know. There's such a thing. You don't make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. But really, you should make a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. Just that, the halal b'halacha. But when you make a mistake, it's like a hashkocha pratis min hashamayim that you made this mistake for good reasons. You've elevated, wearing a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin represents that it's a madrega that we're not shaykh to. You know, it's like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. We don't pass like Beis Hillel. Why not? Because we're not in his madrega. Beis Hillel is such a high madrega, we can't come to Beis Shammai's madrega. We're just ordinary people, so we follow Beis Hillel. But if you can be at the Madrega of Beis Shammai, oh, so Rabbeinu Tam, it's not Rabbeinu Tam, it's a tefillin on a very high level, very high kedusha. So we can't make a bracha. But if you make the bracha, it's like Hashem is smiling at you. You've done something very good where you're deserving of a special spiritual reward, and Hashem is showing this to you indirectly by putting a machshav in your mind by mistake to make the bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. So that's the gist. Can you put on Rabbeinu? People who do not, who wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, I believe, do not put on Rabbeinu Tam. They do not.
And people who put on Rabbeinu Rashi don't usually wear Rabbeinu Tam.
Right. Wait, people
also put on tefillin Chol HaMoed.
Yeah.
But if people don't...
Not necessarily. They're different customs. So you can't generalize. Putting on tefillin Chol HaMoed is an extremely complex topic.
Let's say you put on Rabbeinu Tam by Mincha, not the Shachar, so you have the whole day and there's a Hezbollah now.
So
you should make a bracha.
You never make a bracha. Rabbeinu Tam, you never ever make a bracha. Not deliberately. I'm just telling you this idea that when you make a bracha by accident, there's something to it. So I'm just want to bring a point. Over here you have these very interesting brachas. These brachas have their own unique nusach. They're unique. They're not the same as what it says in Musaf. It's not the same what it says in the Aleph Yavo. There's something unique. Even though it's similar, there's a unique. You never ideally would want to make these brachas. But when you make that mistake and you say the brachas, you're doing something that's unique. That's the only point I want to make, just similar to this idea when it comes to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't make a bracha Rabbeinu Tam. But you make a bracha Rabbeinu Tam, it's not necessarily a bad thing that you made a mistake and you made the bracha. Because really you should make a bracha, it's just that we don't make a bracha, we make a mistake. Oh, so look at that, you made the bracha. Let's go further. The regular, L'Haniach Tefillin.
He didn't make a second bracha on the
Rosh Hashanah. I assume if he remembered by the time he put on the Shavuot, he would not. Because anyway, there's a question if you make a bracha, a second bracha. Let's assume he made the L'Haniach. I don't know, I wasn't there. I heard the story. It was very bizarre to me when I heard such a story.
When you put on Rabbeinu Tam, if you put on a Shariyad, you can do every Amen, you should say. So there's a different...
Different, what do you mean?
You're
not allowed to. It's Kferish and Mishnah Berurah. You put on Rabbeinu Tam, you're not allowed to be sach between the Tefillah Shel Yad and the Tefillah Shel Rosh, even though you're not making a bracha.
The Hasidim,
they start talking,
asking that you do.
Yeah, they
start. That's not a riot.
I've seen it.
They are sach between Tefillah. A sach.
The answer Amen.
That's sach.
The Amen is not a half second. You have to answer Amen.
Not muchach. I think the Mishnah Berurah says you're not. If I'm not mistaken, I think it says you're not allowed to answer Amen between the Tefillah Shel Yad and Tefillah Shel Rosh. Okay. All right. Maybe there are different. There are different. Different opinions. Okay, could be the different opinions. In halacha, everything is a machlekes. Avelos is always another opinion. It's true to every halacha. There's nothing that gets away from this. Let's go further. Taha, so we have here Baruch Chodesh, we're in the middle of the halacha. Again, Yudala. Taha Baruch Chodesh, v'lo yama yalav yavav. Oyim ha-baruch ha-tashmo kinem l'chulam, asher nosan rosh l'chodosh l'am yishol l'zikoroin. Ve'ein ha-choysim, there is no chasima. You don't go Baruch ha-to Hashem, mechadesh, Chodashim. You don't do that. You don't conclude the bracha. Ve'en ha-choysim. Ve'ein chilek b'zeh ben b'yom 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 b'layla. It makes no difference night, day, even by day, because at night we know that at night we're more lenient. If a person forgets to say Yalev Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh, you do not repeat the Shemona Esrei. So maybe you would be inclined to believe that only a night meal you don't conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Chadesh Chodesh. But maybe a day meal you would know. There's no difference. V'chol ha-moyed, im lo yamar Yalev Yavo, yoymar, chol ha-moyed imo machmir, Baruch Atah Hashem Kinem al-cholam, asher nosan mo'adim le'amo yishol l'soson u'l'simcha, es yoym chag, Pliny hazeh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh, you do conclude Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. Uve Rosh Hashanah is a special bracha l'misha shachach on Rosh Hashanah. A whole special bracha, it's on the page. Baruch Atah Hashem, Kinem al-Cholam, Asher Nosan Yomim Toivim L'amo Yisrael Es Yoyim HaZikaron Hazeh. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael V'yoyim HaZikaron. Im Vim Lo Nisgar Ad Liacha Shehizchil HaBracha Shalachareha. If you don't remember until you finish the bracha afterwards, Ein Oy Choyzer L'Roish. So here he talks about Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, you do not, I told you this to you yesterday, you do not repeat the Birchas Hamazon if you forget to say Yalav Yavo, Mishum, Dibirosh Hashanah, the Rosh Chodesh, V'chol Hamoed, Einoi Mechuyiv Lechol Pastavka. Amazing halacha. Not everyone knows this. On Rosh Hashanah, you don't repeat Birchas Hamazon because on Rosh Hashanah you're not mechuyev to eat because it's a Yom Hadin, and Me'ikar Hadin you are allowed to fast. What I told you yesterday, at night is different. So let me read you what it says here in the Pesukei Teshuvos. Omnam, I'm reading you what it says here from the Siddur Haraf. Okay, so this is from the this is from the Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Omnam yesh hakosvim shebelele Rosh Hashanah lekule olma yesh lachse ulevorich kishashachach yalav yavo ki aheter lehisanois b'Rosh Hashanah ein ela biyom v'lo b'leilos. Okay, a important halacha now everyone knows. On Rosh Hashanah, if you forget to say yalav yavo at night, you do repeat the Birchas Hamazon. If you forget to say Yalav Yavo by day, you do not repeat Yalav Yavo. By day, you're not mechuyev to eat. You can fast the whole Rosh Hashanah if you really want.
That was quoted from the
Siddur Haraf. The Siddur Haraf. I'm assuming it's the Shulchan Aruch Harav.
No,
it's different.
It's a different thing.
Okay.
When he was instructed to write the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he was told to write it not the Hasidic style, but whatever he wanted to put in.
Aha. Uh-huh.
He put
in this. Okay. He's quoting here. He's a very big Pesach. The Pesukei Teshuvos. He's quoting. It's an interesting thing. I don't know. Okay. I don't know how far we go with it. It seems he. Yesh Kaiser. I don't know what the answer is. Yes. Yom Tov there is a chiyuv. Yom Tov. It's the Samachta Bechagecha. Cholamoy no. Yom Tov yes. Only two meals. The Samachta Bechagecha. You must eat on Yom Tov, on Chol Hamoed no, Shalashudas no, not Shalashudas Shabbos, not a third meal on Yom Tov. Rosh Hashanah no, at least not by day, at night maybe. At night there are different opinions it appears. And what other times, what other holidays are there? I guess that's one of the reasons why we're very makel on Rosh Hashanah, at least in many shuls, they finished after Chatzos. On Rosh Hashanah, normally now you have to be makbid, you have to start a meal, you have to eat the kiddush before chatzos. On a regular Shabbos, most shuls don't have that problem; they're finished way before chatzos. So you what? Well, some do, some don't. Some do, and even the yeshivos and the kehilos that do have a break, not everyone eats. You'll always find the machmir. You'll always find the people that are very machmir that are not going to eat before tekiyas. How could you eat before tekiyas? Okay, so you eat. No, the eating off of for the shvacha dimension, for the women, the children, for the people that don't take seriously, you always find that category. And they're not going to be going home at least until, I don't know, the earliest yeshiva davening is not over until 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, so then, but you're not allowed to, you have to eat a suda. No, you don't. Who told you have to have a suda on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, you can fast. It's a Yom Hadin. Okay, you could eat, but that's why we are indeed very lenient, and it comes out of the laws of Birchas Hamazon. Halacha Tesvav, Rosh Chodesh Shechol B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, v'shochach ritzei v'gam yalav yavo, v'niskar, v'oyim b'ruchat Hashem kinim l'cholom asher nosan, and you say the bruchah shochach, so here you have a nesider, you have a combo. A combo where you put both them together. Koilil gam rosh chodesh bein b'psicha bein b'chassima, v'oyim asher nosan shabbosos l'menucho l'yam yisho b'yavo, l'os u'l'bris, v'rosh chodoshim l'zi karon. You have to say them both together. Baruchat Hashem mekadesh ha-shabbos v'yitshol v'rosh chodoshim. So you mentioned Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh both the psicha and the chassima. V'af al pi sheber rosh chodesh levad in chosem. Also, here's a tremendous chiddush. On a regular Rosh Chodesh, Mr. Rapport, this really borders on what you mentioned yesterday about Shalashudas, about Shabbos, these different inyanim, but here you have a token fulfillment of what you were trying to bring out yesterday, and even though normally on Rosh Chodesh in the Baruchah L'misha Shachach, you don't have a chasima, you don't conclude Baruch Atu Hashem L'chadesh Chodoshim, but here since it's Shabbos, and Shabbos you are going to conclude Baruch Atu Hashem L'chadesh HaShabbos, so once already you're going to recite a chasima, you chap a rhyme, and you include also Rosh Chodesh. Af al pi sheb Rosh Chodesh levad in chosim, hocha kevan shul chosim, shul Shabbos, maskul gam Rosh Chodesh. When don't you say such a concept? Anyone think about a similar example, you don't say such a thing? The Birchas Haftorah on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Chol HaMoed on, alright, Chol HaMoed Pesach. What's the difference between the Haftorah on Chol HaMoed Sukkis and Chol HaMoed Pesach? Do you say the Kadesh Mekadesh Shabbos, the...
That's on Sukkot.
On Sukkot, let me just turn to two pages.
It's not a separate carbon, so
the Haftorah, let me just turn to the page of the Haftorah. Kes Samchenu. Al HaTorah, V'al HaVodah, V'al HaNavim, V'al Yom HaShabbos HaZeh, V'yom Chag HaMatzos HaZeh. Okay, that's Pesach. Or Yom Chag HaSukkos HaZeh. So what happens when it's Chol HaMoed?
No, look at them.
So do you make mention that it's Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaSukkos? On Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Shabbos Chol HaMoed. You're making a bracha. Difference.
Pesach you don't.
Sukkot you do. Because Pesach, Sukkot, you have special korbanos.
Every day.
So the Haftorah, so you would think, listen, once already we're making the bracha, and we're going to mention Shabbos, Al HaTorah, V'al HaVodah, V'al HaNavim, V'al Yom HaShabbos HaZeh. Same exact concept. Once already we're going to say already for Shabbos, Nu, Chaperein, say already for Pesach. What's the big deal? Chol Hamoed Sukkis, you're going to say Al Shabbos Hazeh V'Al Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. So if we're already going to say for Shabbos, we'll throw in Pesach. You don't. That's the difference between the Chasima. So you see, really, it's a contradiction between this halacha and the halacha when it comes to the bracha l'misha shachach. The bracha l'misha shachach Rosh Chodesh alone, there's no Chasima. You do not conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Chodoshim. But if you're already going to conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, so throw it in already. Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos Rosh Chodoshim. But you don't say that same concept when it comes to the Haftorah, the concluding Haftorah bracha on Chol HaMoed, Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Pesach, you don't. You only say Al HaTorah, Al HaVodah, Al HaNavim, Al Yom HaShabbos HaZeh. You make believe it's not even Pesach. Amazing halacha.
Okay.
Because the Haftorah is in honor of the Kriya. It's in honor of the Kriya Satorah. And the Kriyas HaTorah for Chol HaMoed Sukkis is special karban. What's the mafkir?
Same Vikraftam every day. Same Vikraftam every day.
It's a different...
You say Vikraftam.
For Pesach. But on Sukkis, every single day you bring a different set of karbanos. So being you bring a different set of karbanos, the day is unique. Mm-hmm. It's a special day. That's the mafkir. The mafkir is unique to the day. Okay. So the Haftorah complements the maftir. So even though it's Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, but the day is a special, unique day. And therefore, the Haftorah deserves to be, also gets, is upgraded to a unique status.
Yeah, no, but the question is the other one. On Pesach, why don't you mention it?
Because the Haftorah, the maftir of Pesach, Shal Chol HaMoed, is nothing special. It's just there.
Well, why not Chaperein, as you said?
It's a good question. The question is better than any answer you can come up with. Okay, but there is... It's interesting. You see the same concept, and you see it different, applied differently between Chol HaMoed, Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, Pesach, and when a person forgets to say Yal of Yavah. Let's go further. Alv b'shul shchodesh levad ein chaysim hachal kevin sinshu chaysim b'shul Shabbos masu gam shchodesh ve'ima amar ritzev loy amar yal v'yavo. Let's say one said ritzev v'loy amar yal v'yavo v'loy niskar ki liach hashischa labrocha shalachrecha ein chayzel rosh. Why? This is exactly what you questioned me, Mr. Rappel. This is what you said yesterday. It says first Kish Shulchan Aruch. The person says ritzev and does not say yal v'yavo. You do not repeat it because since it's for Rosh Chodesh, you have no obligation to have a suda. To hashal Shabbos amar v'shul Rosh Chodesh ein chayzel. Now you have no choice. You forgot to say Ritzeh, you must read it. So now maybe you'll be a landon. I don't have to say anymore Yal Levi Yavo. No, don't make that mistake. Just because you already said Yal Levi Yavo doesn't exempt me from saying it again. You have to say it again. This, no, there's no machlokes in this. This you have to say. The case I told you yesterday, the unique case was where it's not Rosh Chodesh. He's saying Yal Levi Yavo for, he doesn't mean any machlokes. Okay, over here in the case, no machlokes. No Mishnah Berurah, and no, and no Piskei Tshuvas. There's no machlokes. This is standard. Once you're already repeating the, once already you are repeating the Birchas HaMazon, because you forgot to say Ritzei, you also have to add anything else that would otherwise not be required, specifically Yalav Yalav if it was Rosh Chodesh. Just review the question we had yesterday. Let's say it is Yom Tif, and on Yom Tif you must repeat the Birchas HaMazon for the Yalav Yavo, and you forget to say one or the other, you have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Let's say you say the Birchas HaMazon twice, and each Birchas HaMazon you said one and not the other, do you repeat the Birchas HaMazon the third time? No. That's the bottom line. You don't repeat the third time because you already got away, you already said the Birchas HaMazon twice, and each Birchas HaMazon you already said one, I mean, both of them, that would be already be the Evid. Okay. Halacha Tez Zayin. If you forget to say Alanisim, we're sending the Hoidah on the second bracha. Alanisim, Vloinisko, Aliyach Hashem, Hashem, Mechasimus, Abroch Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem. If you forget to say Alanisim, you already said Baruch Ato Hashem, Aloretz, Vial Hamazon, it's too late, but it's Mashma. If you did not say Hashem, even though you say Hashem's name multiple times, Vial Akol, Hashem, Elohe, Anachnu Modim Loch, so you already said Hashem there in the middle. You already said Hashem there in the middle. It doesn't matter. That Hashem does not count. That's an important halacha.
It counts. It's not, it doesn't count as a bracha.
It doesn't count as a bracha. Okay. But it doesn't prevent you. It's a chiddush. It doesn't prevent you from repeating. I think most people don't look at it like that. Most people with the benching, and they say, V'yala kol Hashem Elokeinu, they right away think, that's it. It's beyond return. Everyone knows. When you don't have to go back. That everyone knows. People don't know when you have to go back. But everyone knows the halachas when you don't have to go back. You don't have to go back if you forget to say Al Hanisim. So you would assume if you sit already, V'ala kol Hashem Elokeinu, oh, I'm not obligated to go back and say the long Al Hanisim. Nope. Sorry, buddy. You got to go back. Even though you said Hashem's name. The only time saying Hashem's name is going to prevent you from going back is when you conclude the bracha. The Chanukah, Purim, M'shachach, Eloim Al-Nisim, V'loim Nisqa, Aliyach Hashem, as Hashem, Mechassima Sabrocha, Sh'omar, Baruch Atah Hashem, no one argues on this, Einoi Choyzer, Ach, B'soich HaRachamon, Yomar, but you should say the Al-Hanisim in the HaRachamons, and the good Sidurim, they remind you, Harachamon hu yaseh lanu nisim v'nifloos kasha osa lavoseinu bayamim ohein bazman hazeh b'imei ma'atasiyo b'morchai, in the good sidurim and in the good benchers, they'll have for you the harachamon that you should use as a start to add the alhanisim if in case you forget to say alhanisim in birchas hamazon. Harachamon harachamon yaseh lanu nisim v'nifloos kasha osa lavoseinu bayamim ohein bazman hazeh b'imei ma'atasiyo v'chulu b'imei morchai v'chulu yud zayin ha'yo oichel b'shabes v'chosh cholo. It's Shabbos, and then it gets dark. Kevan shadayin lo yispal arvis, oy meritzei. Doesn't matter. Just because your shalosh su'udos, or as you call your the su'udos shlishis, extends way into the evening, it's very, very, it's ready, everyone already is ready, it's mitzvah Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Since you did not yet personally daven ma'ariv, you can still say ritzei. Kevan shadayin hu lo yispal arvis, oy meritzei. You always, the Birchas HaMazon is always determined when the meal began. If the meal began when it was Shabbos, you can always say Ritzei. V'chein b'yom tov Rosh Chodesh, v'chan k'l'porim kevet sh'ascholas hasudo hoysa b'yom, tzorech lahaskir me'inyin hayom, af al pi sh'mevorech b'layla, even though you're blessing b'layla. Now what's the only exception? Only exception, if I'm not mistaken, is Sheva Brachas. Right, let's say it's the last day of Sheva Brachas. And you start a meal before Shkia. Right? You start a meal before Shkia, and the meal ends after Shkia. Can you still say the Sheva Brachas? The seven Brachas after Birchas HaMazon. So generally not. Oh, but why don't we say the Sheva Brachas is tofel till the beginning of the meal? That far you don't go. You don't go so far to say seven Brachas after the meal is over, because it's really, you're really saying the Sheva Brachas after the meal is over. Okay, that's... Not everyone agrees to that. I think there are other chilukadeus on that, but that's, you have to look into that more. But keep that in mind. The saying would say Yalav Yavah certainly begins when it starts. That's for sure. Tzarech lahaskim b'inyan hayom afal pishav rach b'layla. V'im ochal be'er v'rosh chodesh, b'nim shecha sudasa gam b'sech halayla, v'yachal gam b'layla k'zayis pat, tzarech lemar Yalav Yavah. This works l'chumr as well. What's the chumr as well? If you start your suda on Erev Rosh Chodesh, and your suda continues into the evening, it's dark, and now it's Rosh Chodesh, and you also eat a kezayis of lechem at night, mm-hmm. then you can say Yala V'Yavo in Beit Shean. You can do both, in fact. You can say any Yala V'Yavo. We learned that yesterday, that if Shabbos, you start Shabbos, and Mitzoy Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, and you eat a kezayis of Lecha and Mitzoy Shabbos, so you can say Ritzay because the meal began on Shabbos, and you can say Yala V'Yavo because you ate bread Mitzoy Shabbos, and it's not considered to be Tarte Desasri. The only unique application of this halach is if you forget to say Ritzay. If you forget to say, you say Yalav Yavo, normally the order is not Ma'akev. Normally you're supposed to first say Ritzay and then Yalav Yavo. If you say Yalav Yavo, you can say Ritzay afterwards. But in this instance, if you first say Yalav Yavo, you should no longer say Ritzay. This is the only time when the order makes a difference. Same thing, if you start Erev Chanukah and your meal continues into Chanukah, and now you eat a Kazayis Pas when it's Chanukah, so you can say Al Hanisim even though the meal began before Chanukah. If you began v'yochel gam alayla because it's past l'machu rosh chodesh, we just mentioned oimeg ritzev gam el v'yavo chen chanukah l'porim v'yeshchol gam mishum nachav v'ketar desashi. Some disagree this halacha. Some say you should never do both. You should never do both. But al kein yesh l'noish l'loichal oz b'layla. The ideal thing is a person should not, if you're eating shalosh sudos and the shalosh sudos is going into mitzvah Shabbos, you should be careful to finish or not to eat a kezayis past once it's tzeis hakochavim, because then it appears to be tarte desashri. 2 days can't be the same. It's a kind of, it's for Shabbos, it's not Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh is not Shabbos, what are you doing? Doing both. Okay, so the kitzur presents two different opinions. One opinion says it's no big deal, you could do both. Other opinion says it's not a good idea. Ideal thing would be not to eat any more bread once it gets dark.
There's a very interesting circumstance when you have Purim on a Friday.
Yeah. Okay.
So when you make the Suda.
When you make the Suda,
so
okay.
Some people make the Suda to schlep into Shabbos.
Okay.
And they go away from the Suda maybe to say Kabbalah Shabbos.
Okay.
But they don't have Myra.
Okay, they don't have Myra, because once you have Myra, you're already cutting off.
So they come back.
Okay.
In the middle of the Suda, they make Kiddush.
Okay.
They don't make a Maitzi because they already have a Maitzi.
Okay.
So they make Kiddush in the middle of the Suda.
Okay.
They continue, and then they finish eating. They make
And do they say Ritzay?
Yeah, and they say Alanisim.
They say Alanisim, they say both. Okay, it's very complicated. This is over my head. I know. You're right. I know. I'm aware of this. Yeah, yeah. When Purim is on a Friday, I know it's a very complicated shaila. What to do with the Suda?
So it's a circumstance where people go out of their way.
Right. I know it's a very complicated. The ideal thing to do is to have the Suda in the morning.
That's
the ideal thing. But not everyone. It's not practical for everyone to do. People want to do shalchmanos, so
I think
people.
The process has to do it in the morning. Right.
But people do it in the afternoon. So during the afternoon, you're really not allowed to do so because you have to have a mincha. You have to have a mincha, it's not called for Shabbos. So it's a no-win situation. I have all these shilas what to do. And you're right, it's a topic of discussion. So one less halacha out of time, so we just do the halacha. What? When Purim is on a Friday that year, Erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos. It's a unique Erev Pesach. Got it down early that year. Im yesh akum bebayis, kishmavarech birchas hamoz, yoyma oysanu b'nei bris kulon yachat. When you say bamorom, Bamorom yilamdu aleihem yelena zuchush elam shmeres shalom nitzav racham eis Hashem. Where is this part? Osanu v'yeskol k'moshen esparuch avoseinu. That way, that's.
Before Bamarom.
Can you vary right before the last Harachmon? Harachmon Yivarech Asbalabai says there,
right?
Oh, son of Yes Kolashalon, or Harachmon Yivarech as Oisi, Yes Ishti, Yes Bali, Yes Zari, Yes Kolashali, or son of Yes Kolashalon. Commotion is Baruch. I was saying, Avraham, it's Yakabakam, Lokan Yvorich, O Sonu, Kulonu, Yachad, Bivrocha, Shlema, Venem, Ramein. You had a meal with your co workers, restaurant, it's a holiday party. It's December 25th. So you go to the holiday party, and you're sitting there with all of your co workers, and they say, oh, we have a Jew here, you're going to recite grace after meals. We all want to know what it's all about, we all want to hear, you recite. And you're sitting there, and you're saying, Ken Yevorech Oisanu. Kulanu yachad bevrocha shelema v'noimar. Amen. You're not allowed to do that. Why are you not allowed to do that? What's so terrible? Because lo sechonim. You're not allowed to give a non-Jew a gift for nothing, for free, without getting anything in return. And the ultimate gift you can give a non-Jew, believe it or not, is not money, it's a blessing. That's the ultimate violation of lo sechonim. That Hashem should bless you.
But you have Eber, no?
What? So you don't have to give him a bracha. You can give him some chocolate. Okay, there are exceptions. It's not for nothing. It's not chinam lo sechonim. We get nothing in return. But over here, you're doing it for a reason. It's not lo sechonim. You're right, but this already is going over the line. To sit down with a guy and to say to the guy, "Can you varch osanu kulanu yachad bevracha shlema?" So what is the solution? The solution is im yeishakim abayis kishme varch bechas. Not you guys. You anyway don't know Hebrew. You don't know Hebrew, so you don't know what I'm saying altogether. Osanu b'nei bris kulanu yachad bevracha shelema. Right, because he's not a b'nei bris. Now here, there's a fascinating thing over here. V'tas kosav. Let me read to them the tas. I'm not telling you a joke, and we'll conclude. V'tas kosav shlo yoyma kulonu yachad shezekol l'akol v'yos l'verchas agoyim b'shum lo sechonim v'yesh hamiyashim haminig loyma kulonu yachad shutoyach yedei dibug miras b'nei bris. Some say, the tas goes further, more than what it says in the kitzer. You should not say yachad. Do not say, the kitzur says, kulanu b'nei bris. Osanu b'nei bris, kulanu yachad. That's what it says in the kitzur. The Taz says, don't say the words kulanu yachad. Just say, kulanu b'nei bris. B'brocha shlom, b'nei mer amen. Leave out the two words, yachad. Kulanu b'nei bris. Osanu b'nei bris, b'brocha shlema. That's what the Taz says.
Does this include a mumer?
A mumer? A mumer has the din of a goy. L'charia, a real mummer. You have to find a real mummer. Not so easy to find a real mummer today.
There are mummers without braces, so it's even better.
There's what?
You don't go over.
Okay, it's not awful. You'll be sitting at a meal with...
This is very...
Okay, you got to find a real mummer, someone that's not a tinik shemishva. Okay, today you got to be very careful. Who's called the mummer, who's called the tinik shemishva. Very complicated. But the Taz says, leave out the two words more than what it says in the kids. However, he says over here, but that's not the minhag. The minhag ha'olam is you do say kulanu yachad. So how are you miyashiv the minhag? V'yesh ha'miyashim ha'minhag lema kulanu yachad, because kulanu yachad is going on b'nei bris. Since kulanu yachad is part of b'nei bris, only the b'nei bris which should be b'yachad, but not you guys. Not you guys, you're not part of the b'nei bris. Kulanu yachad b'nei bris, v'lo b'nei bris kulanu yachad. You got to be careful how you say kulanu yachad b'nei bris, but you have to say it first. You have to change your order. Kulanu yachad b'nei bris.
Why can't you give a bracha to a goy?
Lo sechonim. It's a deraisa. Lo sechonim. You may not give them something for free. Mishum lo it's a whole halacha. Famous halacha is halacha. You now want to give a goy something for nothing. Lo sichonim, lo titin lehem mat nas chinam.
So let's say you paid for the meal.
No, that's not chinam. You're getting something in return.
So you don't have to say it then?
Then you can give them, you can say thank you. You don't have to go to this degree to give them a bracha, a part of Birchas HaMazon. The Koyach HaBirchas HaMazon is extremely powerful. You don't have to go that far. There are limits.
It's not lo sechonim if he paid for the meal.
But you don't have to do that. That's going a little bit too far. You're giving him. He paid for the meal. He gave you $50, and you're giving him a gift worth $1 million. It's overkill. You don't give someone $1 million or $50. Giving a person a bracha is giving him $1 million. You can accomplish more with bracha than all his money can accomplish in his whole lifetime. So you don't go overboard. Don't be mezalzel. Don't underestimate the koyach of giving a person a bracha when you say the kavana within Birchas HaMazon. Lo sechonim. So if you want to say kulanu yachad, he does say you have to say it in this order. You have to say kulanu yachad b'nei bris. Don't say b'nei bris kulanu yachad, because then kulanu yachad still implies the goy. Lo b'nei bris kulanu yachad. The dash is a dafka shagoy b'cheder shasham avorach avol l'mnimsa b'cheder achel av b'osu b'ayis and tzach. If you have a maid in the house, there's a worker in the house, there's a goy in the, you have a shul, the sheng shal shuris, and there's a non-Jew that's working in the kitchen, or there's a caterer. So you can't say b'nei bris, you don't have to say, but you only have to say where they're actually present in front of you at the suda. But if they're not present in front of you, then there is no issue. I want to tell you a joke, and I forgot what I wanted to tell you. I don't remember it. I'm blank. Alright, so we'll stop. We'll take a little break. I'll tell it to you another time, don't worry.